Attention all timeshare owners. Is this what you'd like to do with your timeshare contract? Do you own a timeshare and just want out? Thousands of timeshare owners are getting out of their timeshare contracts. With the help of Timeshare Compliance, Timeshare Compliance can legally terminate, tear up, shred, eliminate, trash your timeshare agreement, ending your payments forever, saving you thousands. So whether you're a victim of a high-pressure, dishonest sales agent, or you were misled with what you were buying, or you overpaid and they underdelivered, call Timeshare Compliance now for a free consultation. With one simple call, the trusted professionals at Timeshare Compliance can legally rip up your timeshare agreement and help rip up your financial suffering. You could save thousands. Call now before another payment is due. Timeshare Compliance is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Call 800-617-2610. 800-617-2610. 800-617-2610.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline in our 25th year on the air covering the latest in consumer tech. Products and services, gadgets and gizmos, all sorts of things available today and into tomorrow. Our next guest is with a team that applies Google's expertise in all kinds of things, but certainly in AI, product innovation, and hardware to take on big healthcare challenges. I think it's safe to say he and his team have been quite busy these days. The head of Google Health is Dr. David Feinberg. Dr. Feinberg, welcome into tomorrow. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Dave.
Glad to have you with us. So much going on. We talk on the show regularly the last several years, certainly about AI, but most certainly the last couple of months, we've all been talking so much more about health and various things that we need to be concerned with and how AI is playing such an important role. What is it that you guys are working on specifically that you can share with us these days?
Sure. So a lot that I'd be happy to share with you. We're getting so many questions at Google around COVID and coronavirus, as you could imagine. A lot of questions about how to stay safe. What we've really seen over the last month or so is a big increase in questions around people's mental health. When you think about it, it's like a perfect storm, right?
Yeah.
There's the infection, the job loss, the food insecurity, the social distancing leading to social isolation. Even before the pandemic, we know there's lots of folks with anxiety disorders. We're seeing a lot of them come to Google now. So what we want to make available is really authoritative information so it's easy for you to learn about anxiety disorder. And we now launched our third, what we call self-screener. So you can actually check out for yourself your signs and symptoms of anxiety in a private way, such that you can then decide, does it make sense to get treatment? And we put up those resources in partnership with the National Alliance of Mentally Ill because we want people to go from suffering to treatment in a shorter time period. So that's something we've been working on very hard over the last month or so to get depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, and now anxiety disorder treatment available, screeners available to people so they can do these self-checkers.
And wow, David, that is so important, I think, especially these days, as you've mentioned, but also because whether or not people might be correct or not, there seems to be these concerns where folks say, no, I don't need to go talk to a doctor about this. Yeah, of course, I'm depressed, so is everybody lately. Well, but that's not the case. And I think for you to have a tool that is useful for folks to see whether or not they're, you know, acting in a way that the rest of us are, just kind of like, oh my gosh, we've got to get out of this and move ahead, or whether they do need some additional assistance, and it's not a problem to do that and to ask for help. And I think what you're doing is instrumental in helping folks' mental health on a huge scale.
Yeah, I mean, our scale is such that we think we can have a real big impact. You know, people with anxiety disorders can sometimes spend a decade before they share the symptoms of the suffering with a loved one, with a family member, with a doctor, with a counselor, with clergy. So we want to decrease that period of time that people go from having symptoms and suffering to where they kind of understand what's going on and get treatment if necessary.
And it's interesting. I just got a message in the studio. My team Googled you to ascertain you're an actual medical doctor. So I imagine in your own practice, in your own experience, you are seeing the medical conditions that affect people as their mental health is also affected.
Yeah, so I am a trained child and adolescent psychiatrist and adult psychiatrist and addiction psychiatrist and have the privilege of running the whole Google Health team. We have lots of doctors and nurses and pharmacists on our team. And our job, along with amazing, you know, engineers and product folks and other UX researchers, is to make sure that on any of the Google surfaces, when people come asking questions for health, that they're getting answers that are authoritative, that make sense, that help you take that next step in the journey. So I'm surrounded by a great team of clinicians that are experts in public health all the way to specialty. We do a lot of work with diabetic retinopathy. We do a lot of radiologic work. So, you know, Google tools for doctors. It's a whole group of docs and nurses and others that are trying to make this technology work such that it makes everyone live a better life, make it easier for you to stay healthy or get healthy.
That is terrific. Kudos to you and your team for these kinds of things. I'm wondering if part of what spurred the initiative, I can't help but ask, is have you discovered that so many people are actually Googling, if you will, some assistance in this manner? And then you figured, we've got to do something. We certainly have a good team available to make this happen. Is that part of the initiative, perhaps?
Dave, that's exactly the initiative. I mean, we're really here to serve our users and to be helpful to allow people to, you know, have health and success and knowledge. I mean, that's what Google is about. And so when we see users asking questions in the mental health arena, I believe it's our moral imperative to provide them with that authoritative information, allow them to figure out what the next step is. So that's exactly why we did this.
Excellent. Well, and again, you certainly are in a position to know when folks are searching for something where they truly need some assistance and they're desperately seeking appropriate information. You're able to say, we got you. And we've got that information for you, and here's what we can do to help. And that is so critically important. And then at some point, I'm assuming, part of what you do, you will then recommend that they see a medical professional at that point, that they see someone who can assist them with any issues that they are dealing with.
We do that through partnership. So it may be, here's what Mayo Clinic says, or here's what the National Alliance for Mentally Ill says, or the CDC. And they're the ones who would be saying, yes, this is the right kind of treatment. We just want to help organize that information, make it accessible, make it useful. But we need to be very careful that care takes place between a doctor and a patient, and that may be online, but we are not providing the diagnosis or the actual medical intervention.
Gotcha. And that makes perfect sense. You can't really do that, especially online. We talk all the time about folks going to WebMD or something else and diagnosing themselves. If it's for information, that's terrific. But make sure you seek the appropriate assistance if you really have an issue that, understandably, you'd be concerned about. And health.google is certainly a great place to start with a lot of this as well. What are some of the tips, Doctor, that you can provide to us that folks can use to make sure that they are getting the best information?
You know, check the sources. So we really try to bring up the authoritative sources so it's easiest to find them. But you want to look for, you know, your trusted health, local health providers, for the, you know, state departments of public health, the CDC, the brands like Mayo that give great information. That's really important. The other tips that we're giving when you ask for advice is we want everybody to be, at this time, to be kind to their mind, because we've seen so much of the mental health questions come to us. So the tips we have there, and this was in partnership with the CDC, was we want everyone to pause and take a breath. We want everyone to take a break, and that could be a break from the news. We need to make sure you sleep and you exercise, stay connected, and if you're overwhelmed or unsafe, to seek out and get help.
And what a great mantra, to be kind to your mind. And I think a lot of us don't stop and think about that. You know, we're concerned about the health issues and wearing a mask, and do we need gloves, and how do we then deal with things, and washing our hands correctly, all the things that we hear a lot about. But then obviously it can get to us. And in fact, it does get to us. So be kind to our mind is something that we also need to take into consideration, perhaps more so than a lot of other issues we think we're dealing with.
You know, Dave, you should have a job at Google because we started with do the five, and that was around wash your hands, cough into your elbow, don't touch your face, stay home, 6 feet. And that was our first public service. And then that then morphed into the be kind to your mind because we saw the questions coming in. So we tried to do both, and they came in that order. But I appreciate you saying that.
By all means. And we appreciate you providing a few minutes to share some of that with us. Keep up the good work, you and your team, obviously. A whole bunch of folks there to help a lot of people. And visit health.google. No .com or .org or anything else. It must be nice to have your own domain like that. Well, we do too. But I mean, health.google will get you there. And of course, we will get you there a mouse click away when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Dr. Feinberg, thank you so much for not only the work you do, but for spending a few minutes with us here on Into Tomorrow.
My pleasure. Thank you, Dave, and stay safe.
By all means, you too, sir. Dr. David Feinberg, the head of Google Health at Google, rather, health.google. Health.google will get you right there. Check it out. Live your healthiest life. And they talk about a lot of things that will help you a lot. And there's a picture of Dr. Feinberg right there on the page as well. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue bringing you further into tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.